Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
I think a lot of people are on edge and feeling tense and wound up these days, maybe feeling like something awful is going to happen. And according to our next guest, the age of anxiety is upon us. We are not alone. We're joined in studio and very welcome back now as well to Dr. Paul Dalton, Associate Professor of Psychology at UCD and Head of Psychology at St. Vincent's Hospital. And Paul's going to be with us every Monday for the next 4 weeks to help us understand and manage anxiety. And a friend of the programme, of course, Paul, as I say, you're very welcome back.
Thank you,
we might start with the basics then. When we talk about anxiety, what are we talking about?
Yeah, what is anxiety? I mean, simply put, Sarah, anxiety is what we feel about when we're worried, we're tense, or we're afraid. And it's normally about something that's going to happen, you know, something that could happen into the future. Anxiety is what causes the mind to imagine probably the worst imaginable outcomes, you know, the kind of the what if mind. So you begin to play out scenarios in your mind. And I think it's what Mark Twain referred to when he said, I've lived through some terrible things in my life, some of which actually happened.
That's a good way of putting it, isn't it?
You know, it's what our minds do. So anxiety is a very natural response, Sarah. I mean, that's a really important thing to say. It's a natural response when we're under threat or when we feel that there is danger. And we experience anxiety in three ways. So really important to know that it is kind of three manifestations. So in our emotions, kind of how we feel. It's in our bodies, and you know, it's in our thoughts. So we have thoughts, emotions, and bodily sensations about anxiety. But you know, as we start out on this series talking about anxiety, it's important to say that experiencing anxiety is part of normal life. You know, if you think about a time in your life of stress, you know, think about driving it, learning to drive a car. You know, the tension in the body, you know, the sweating palms and the back, the shallow breathing, being hyper alert. That's really appropriate when we're learning something or when we're in a situation that's potentially dangerous. The problem is, Sarah, when we get caught in that kind of a response, when there isn't an immediate threat. So we feel anxious.
The whole time.
We're there, you know, when it's there, there the whole time. So when we're going into an exam or if we're giving a speech at a wedding or job interviews, all these things are really, it's appropriate for us to feel anxious at these times.
Are there particular times in our lives then, you know, that are prime for anxiety?
Yeah. So you two mightn't want to hear this, actually. it seems, when you look at the prevalence of anxiety across the world, so about 1 in 5 of us will experience significant anxiety across the course of our lives. 1 in 5. Now, you're most likely to experience that between 35 and 55.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry now to say it, but that's the window, Cormac, where it's going to. Well, is it? So, you know, sir, there's a theory. It's called U-shaped happiness. So when we come into the world, all going well, our happiness is at its highest, and it begins to drop and drop and drop and drop. Until you get to about 40, and then it flattens.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Cormac, we're at the bottom of the curve, Cormac. It's all making sense.
But come here, the really good news is U-shaped. So
okay.
The happiness increases.
When will we start going up again?
But when you get to 50 there. So there is something about that, though, about that life stage. And we've touched on this before for parents, if there's two parents in the family. This is the first generation, really, where two parents are having to work in order to keep a roof over people's heads.
Well, do you know what? And there's a lot of pressure, and we discuss it every day. Can I tell people, though, but I've told this before in this programme, I did get episodes of anxiety. And I got it at 32, and I'm not 32 now, but it took a long, long while before I even accepted that it was a problem. But it was not the normal anxiety, like the driving lesson anxiety. It was toxic anxiety from my point of view, where the fears and the thoughts kept going and around in a loop, and I couldn't understand why, and I couldn't stop it. Yeah. So you might explain the different types of anxiety, Paul.
And Cormac, that's a really important point. You know, that there comes a point with anxiety where it interrupts with our lives, it interrupts with our enjoyment, with our social lives, and just our quality of life. And that's the time we need to do something about it. So the transitory anxiety, buying a house, learning to drive, that's completely acceptable and understandable. But when it gets stuck, so that's what you're saying, Cormac. And you know, there's about five or six different types of anxiety, and we're going to look at them over the next 4 weeks. There's social anxiety, there's anxiety with panic, obsessive compulsive disorder, and what we're going to talk about today in a little bit more detail is generalized anxiety disorder. So generalized anxiety disorder is an anxiety where our anxiety floats from one thing to the other. So even when an issue is resolved, something else takes its place very quickly. So it's generalized. It makes its way out into the world, into our world. And it's often, Cormac, I often think it's helpful to kind of ask ourselves, you know, when was the last time I was able to relax? Mm. No, when was... And if that's... My rule of thumb with these kinds of things clinically is about a fortnight. I was thinking, you know, if things are persisting for a fortnight or more, so if you're kind of looking and thinking, geez, it's been a few weeks now since I've been able to relax.
Really? You know, a fortnight or more?
Yeah, you know, and gently, Sarah, it might be time to look at some of our behaviour. It might be time to look at some of what we're doing at that point. Because, you know, our lives move very, very quickly, and suddenly a fortnight turns into 2 months, and our lives can be stolen by anxiety. You know, that these minds that have a mind of their own, they can really, really take the beauty out of life. And the really important thing for all of us, anyone listening, is that anxiety is treatable. It's not, it is not a life sentence. Mm. And that's really important as we set out and talk about it over the next few weeks. It's not a life sentence. And one of the things as well to make clear, I think, to people is, you know, sometimes we interchangeably talk about anxiety and depression and anxiety. They're very, very different beasts. You know, anxiety is concerned about the future. I'm not going to be able to cope. Something awful is going to happen. You know, my life's going to fall apart. Depression is generally about the past, the stuff that didn't happen, the love I didn't get, the things I did wrong, the guilt. And they're very different physically there. So, you know, anxiety is you're fired up and you're on edge and you're ready to pounce. And depression is low and it's heavy and guilt-ridden. Okay. And the distinction is important.
It is certainly important.
How we treat them or what we do about them.
Okay, and we're going to be talking to you about all of that over the next 4 weeks. We don't want to leave people without any resources, Paul, that they can maybe look to.
Yeah. So we're going to put them up online. So there's a wonderful book called Overcoming Anxiety by a woman called Helen Kinnerly. It's available online. It's available in Leeson's. I checked it today. And there's two YouTube videos which are hosted on the Aware site, but we're going to put links to them up as well. And one of them is about understanding anxiety, and another is about not believing everything we think.
Okay, there's some good places to start. And as I said, we're going to have you back over the next 4 weeks, and we will dig into the different types of anxiety and different ways to combat it and different tools and things like that. So interesting to speak to you as always, Dr. Paul Dalton. Thank you so much for coming in to us.
Thank you.